Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, and today's topic is about an event called Prayer and Perfect Pairings. This is a five-course wine dinner that's prepared with recipes from local priests. This is being held at Christ Our Shepherd Center, 2900 Seminary Drive, on Thursday, October 24th, 2024. This is an annual event for the Diocese of Greensburg, and here to talk about this fundraiser with me is Robin Mall. She's the Director of Marketing for the Catholic Accent, and also Jordan Whitecoat. He is the Manager of Digital content for the Diocese of Greensburg, and we appreciate you both being here. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great day and a great time to talk about this fun stuff. So this idea came to pass as the diocese was looking to fund different projects. I believe a few years it went toward the evangelization, a couple of years for the missions, and then this year for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Greensburg, which is, very nice, a very nice opportunity. Now, I understand you guys got five priests to cook on camera this year. Is that right?
We did. That's usually a five-course meal that we plan for the evening, and we film every one of them.
Awesome. So one of the appetizers is with Bishop Kulik himself, Bishop Larry Kulik. He made the stuffed hot peppers. So Jordan, why don't you tell us about this shoot? Where did you shoot it? And what kind of ingredients were in the recipe?
Well, we shot it at the bishop's residence, and he actually made the banana peppers himself. So they're from his garden. And when he was cleaning them out, to get those hot seeds out, it permeated the air. I mean, I was gagging too, and I wasn't right next to them like he was, like from the heat. But they were very good. He stuffed it with a sweet sausage to, kind of counteract that heat. And it had Italian breadcrumbs, marinara sauce, Parmesan cheese. And he's always, very vibrant and energetic on camera. So, that brings a nice little spin to this cooking segment.
Now, where do people see this video?
So if you're at the event, you'll see it there. Otherwise, we will put them on our website because after the Prayer and Perfect Pairing event takes place, there will be a voting process where people can actually cast their vote for their favorite, pre-chef recipe. So you can check those videos out there.
Stuffed hot peppers sounds good. So he put the sweet sausage in the peppers, some breadcrumbs, some egg, baked it all up with some cheese and some sauce, and that'll be the appetizer. But he was kind of joking with you, right? That he's been relegated to appetizer as
Yeah,
opposed
he
to main
was.
course, right?
He usually does the main course. He really wanted to do the, something from his garden. So, even though he's joking with us about being relegated and, sort of downgraded to appetizer, it was still a very good dish. If anything, you're getting your main course first.
I
No,
agree. A lot of people do eat those for their main course.
yeah, absolutely. I do, don't you?
Oh, for
Absolutely.
sure.
Now, Jordan, let's say that you would sponsor this event and you bought a table in the bishop's room. What would you get to do and see in that room?
Well, not only do you get the entertainment of Bishop Kulik, because he can be very funny, you also get different wines from from the other rooms. They're more, I don't want to say classier, elevated
Higher end,
wines. Yeah,
upscale, higher
they're
end.
upscale.
Yeah.
But like I said, you get to be basically one-on-one with the bishop in that room.
Fun.
You're
That's awesome.
spoiled in there for
Yes,
sure.
you are. I think
More
homemade chocolate.
intimate. You have,
Yeah.
I mean, you have the bishop's ear when you're in that room.
There you go. That's perfect. Awesome. And so the next course, Robin, is with Father Andrew Hamilton. He is a priest in the Uniontown, Fayette County area, new priest, relatively new, just ordained not too long ago. And he is making the grilled romaine salad with a creamy garlic lemon vinaigrette. Wow, that sounds amazing. Tell us where you shot this and a little bit about what he put in the recipe.
Yes, so we
Yes.
were in the rectory and we got to meet his mother, who and his father was there as well, but he cooked with his mom and it was a delicious dish. You know, you kind of think grilled romaine, it's something that you don't normally think about doing. But he went out and he grilled it himself and it was absolutely delicious. Every bite, it was flavorful. The dressing, the bacon, and then even the croutons are kind
Yeah,
of
he made homemade
simmered. They're
croutons.
homemade croutons and they're simmered in the bacon grease. So right there is just heaven. I mean, you have bacon, lemon, lettuce, and you know, for me, he was friendly enough to make it a gluten-free dish. So this is easy to kind of improvise and kind of add anything that you want to the salad. So I'm really looking forward to eating that again. Like I said, it was just very flavorful. Your mouth kind of watered, and pretty sure we were like, "Do you have any extra?" But no, it was delicious. And his mom is sweet. I think he was more the chef in that on that day,
Yeah.
Jordan, wouldn't you
Yeah,
agree
he
with
showed
me?
her how to. He actually joked with us, you know, yeah, his mom can cook, but they say that him and his dad are really the chefs. So he showed her what to do.
Oh wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, he recorded a little promo. I think he's trying to win. He wants to be the priest chef of the year. So let's listen in and see what he says.
Welcome to Prayer and Perfect Pairings. My name is Father Andrew Hamilton, and today in my kitchen, I'm joined by my mother, Donna Hamilton, here to cook a grilled romaine lettuce salad with a creamy lemon and garlic dressing.
Okay, where do we start?
We start with our dressing for today, a third cup of mayo, and then from there we will mix into it 1 teaspoon grated garlic.
And then next we're going to take.
Go ahead and slice a lemon in half. And then what you'll do is you'll squeeze it right into the mayo itself, and then you'll take your little fun zester tool. After that, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and just drop it right into our mixture. And then taking the fresh ground black pepper just to taste. I like a lot of pepper, so I add a good bit in there, but good taste is not to be disputed. So however much you like, that's what you add. Mixing everything together. You don't want something that's like mayonnaise. You want something a little bit creamier, lighter.
So it is a little bit thick, so we're just gonna add a splash of water here.
And that, my friends, is how you make the dressing. It's as easy as that. So we're just gonna place our bacon right onto that hot skillet. Oh, what's better than that noise? Is there anything better than bacon in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, but not on a Friday during Lent? We'll then use the grease later itself for making the croutons. So you want to hang on to all of that. Okay, so you have your bacon and you really almost over fry it, but take it off then from the skillet and place it just onto a plate or a bowl that has some paper towel to soak up the excess grease. And then from there, you're going to place your bread that you will tear up into that bacon grease. You're just gonna watch them so that they don't burn. One of our seminarians, Mario Pereca, who used to be a chef and still does some cooking, he told me, he said that never burn anything. As soon as you do that, it's past the point of no return. The whole dish is ruined. And there it will come to a nice golden brown. And those are your very tasty homemade croutons for the salad. And for the romaine heart itself, cut this just down from the stalk right in half.
So this is a rather unique and special salad. Why are we preparing this today?
We're preparing this today for Prayer and Perfect Pairings, which is going to be a fundraiser that helps Catholic Charities that does so much throughout the diocese, helping those most in need. I've been blessed as a priest in Uniontown at St. John the Evangelist School that I tell you about all the time.
Yes.
They're being really a part of the life of the school children, that they need some extra opportunities, some extra resources. And one of the things that Catholic Charities is doing is that they have faith-based counseling, something that is coming more to the forefront of a need, especially in our school systems, and something uniquely given in our Catholic schools that really seek to form not just the child in academics, but the whole person. So that's why we are preparing the salad
today.
Sounds
like an excellent cause.
So we already have our mixture, our oil with a little bit of garlic powder. And you're gonna take those pieces of romaine and just brush on that side. You're gonna place directly onto the grill top. Press right down on top of them to get a nice grill mark on them. Over time, you might need to turn down the flame a little bit just so that they're not leaping up and burning that lettuce, but just giving a nice char. Okay, so we now come back from grilling and we can move our romaine right to the plate for plating. You have your bacon that we made earlier with clean hands, of course. You can just go in and you can literally just crumble that bacon itself. From there, you'll add some pickled onions, and then your croutons, and then the dressing to top it all off. If you would like, you can add some shredded Parmesan just over the top of the dish.
Andrew, this looks delicious.
Well, let's dig in.
Very tasty.
I hope that you can enjoy this recipe as much as my mother and I enjoyed it. To share it with all your friends and family. God bless you.
That was very nice. Very good summation of his recipe. And also he talked about one of the causes that this is going to support, which is school-based counseling. I know Bishop Kulik, Jordan, had talked about Ukrainian relocation efforts after the war. About 30 Ukrainians now in town. So part of the money will go toward that as well.
Yes.
It's going to be a nice opportunity for people to learn a little bit about Ukrainian refugees and their plight, really, what happened after the Russian invasion and trying to resettle here in Western Pennsylvania. So good opportunity to support that as well. The next course, I believe, will be Robin, the chicken saltimbocco. And that was made by Father Chris Pujol. He's the parochial vicar at the Blessed Sacrament Cathedral in Greensburg. And he is also the bishop's master of ceremonies. And he's pretty funny on camera, huh? He's done it the last few years.
He is really funny. We had a really good time. We even had a surprise visit from Monsignor Riffle. You know, he was coming in, he smelled something in the kitchen and he wanted to see what Father Chris was up to. So he made a surprise visit to talk a little bit also about, we asked him a question about Catholic Charities and, you know, their reference line and their resource line on how they can, you can contact them and what services they offer, because honestly, Catholic Charities is our service arm of the diocese. We help so many people throughout our diocese with heating, electric, you know, if in times of needs, if there's a flood, any kind of disastrous event, I mean, they are the ones that get the most calls every day in our diocese, and they work effortlessly to take care of everyone, especially now with winter months coming up. I think it's really going to be needed.
That's the information and referral line at Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Greensburg, which, as Robin said, takes thousands of calls every year for people in our community looking for help in the four counties of the diocese, which is Westmoreland, Fayette, Armstrong, and Indiana counties. So let's talk about this chicken. What was in that recipe?
It was so good. It was really, really good. Jordan, wouldn't you agree? I mean, it...
Yes. out of the... You know, no offense to former priests, but that you know, worked this prayer and perfect pairing event. But this was my favorite chicken recipe, I think.
Yes, it was very good. So there's obviously chicken. He used fresh sage, which I've never really cooked with sage before. But even when he, you know,
he crisped it up. It was almost like a chip.
Yeah, he was mincing it. I mean, you could just smell the aroma of it and prosciutto, another delicious meat. This is a true Italian themed dinner here. We're hitting everything. So what he did was take the sage and the prosciutto and kind of smash it on top of thinly breast chicken breast and then sauteed it lightly. And then he used kind of crisp it a little bit, like Jordan said, and then he added white wine, dry white wine to it to thicken up a little sauce to put on top of it. And it was a very simple dish. You know, we were, I think as we were watching him make it and he was going through the steps, and when we ate it, we didn't realize like how good it was going to be because it was very easy. You know, it only took us probably 20 minutes to actually make it, maybe an hour and a half to film it. But overall, it's definitely something that you could come home after a long day of work and you have everything prepped and ready. Your family would think you spent hours in the kitchen making this dish.
Love it.
And he served it with an arugula salad. Mm. And I'm not a fan of arugula, but And the dressing that he used for that, which I believe it was also the warm white wine, just took it
yeah,
away.
With a lemon, with lemon in
with
it too.
Lemon in it. Yeah, it took it. It took the acidity of the and the bitterness of arugula out. Because I know, Jordan, you're not a fan either.
No, I'm not a fan of arugula.
Oh, I love it. I'll eat yours at the dinner. How about that?
Well, I don't know if it's going to have it.
Yeah, because we are having a salad with that. But the plates were licked clean after that dish, I would say.
That is awesome. That sounds like a great, great main course to this Prayer and Perfect Pairings event. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, talking about a five-course wine dinner coming up in Greensburg on October 24th. When we come back from the break, we'll hear the rest of the menu. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today to talk about Prayer and Perfect Pairings. This is a five-course wine dinner benefiting Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Greensburg. It's being held on Thursday, October 24th, 2024. And if you buy a ticket, you will get to come in to watch five priests prepare their recipes on camera. After that, you will go and sit down and enjoy that five-course dinner, and each course is paired with wine. So it sounds like a wonderful night. So far, we've already talked about the stuffed hot pepper appetizer. We've talked about the grilled romaine salad with creamy garlic, lemon, and vinaigrette. And then we talked about one of the main courses, which is chicken saltimbocco. Our next course is a manicotti, a homemade manicotti made by Father John Torres, a newly ordained priest in the Diocese of Greensburg. But he had a partner with him. Is that right, Jordan?
Yeah. So Father Torres is actually from Brazil. He moved here to become a priest. So, you know, his parents are, you know, a long ways away, but he found himself an American mother, as he refers to her,
aww,
Rita, who has been at St. Rita Parish for a while, making her famous manicottis that she, you know, sells out of at their parish festival. So we were actually fortunate enough to get her, you know, original recipe, and she prepared them for us. And, you know, they definitely worked in the kitchen like a mother and son would. You know, there was a lot of back and forth. She said that the key to making this dish was patience.
So she was throwing a little dig in there, huh?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, that one looks like it's going to be one of the more fun ones to edit together.
That's awesome. So what is in the manicotti? What's in the stuffing and what's in the shell and what makes this particular thing so unique?
Well, let me pull up the recipe real quick.
Well, I think it would be the ricotta cheese, all different kind of cheeses inside there. And then you have the shell, but there was something special about the piping, right? The piper that pushes it in there. Is that right?
No, that's for the canola.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay. For some reason I thought it was that one, but how do they get that? How do they get that cheese inside the shell?
They really just kind of pushed it in with like a spoon.
Oh, it's just a spoon. So it wasn't anything special. How did Father Torres take the directions from?
Well, I would say he had a bigger issue with, because he really likes cheese. So he added a lot of cheese, like even more than, you know, Rita coached him to. But his biggest issue was making the crepe. That's how they make their noodle. It's like a crepe. And you put it on one of those skillets.
Okay.
And, you know, she would tell him, you got to pour it out to a specific size. And then you kind of take the spoon and, you know, smooth it out. But he went too fast for her liking.
That's a lot of work, right?
Yes.
And this volunteer, Rita, she's agreed to do something very special for the dinner, has she not?
She agreed to make all of the manicotti herself. She didn't want, you know, the recipe to get changed or anybody to be swayed one way or another without tasting her specific. So you'll get to taste hers. You'll get to see her make it with Father Torres. And I feel like that was really her way of pushing votes for the two of them.
Yep. And we should mention that if you are looking for tickets to the dinner, you can visit dioceseofgreensburg.org/prayer and perfect pairings. It's a long one, but you can remember it. Or you can go to the diocese website, look under events and registration, and you can find it there. But you can also vote online. That will be up and running fairly shortly by the end of the month. It will be at the accentonline.org. You can go and cast your vote, which sounds like the manicotti might pull it off this year, huh?
I would say if it's not shown in the video, there will be a lot of bloopers that, you know, will it's kind of endearing to see the two of them work together like they did.
So fun. That's awesome. And then finally, dessert. Jordan, you had Father Dan Carr, who was a priest in Trafford, Westmoreland County. He yes. Made a homemade dessert with his mom. Tell us about these cannoli.
Yes. So he also is a stranger to the kitchen. So his mother coached him the entire time. But these cannoli are a family recipe that has, you know, maybe been altered, they said, over the generations, but it's come from Italy. They even had the original, like, bamboo little tubes to wrap the cannoli and deep fry them in. So it was all homemade. And, you know, the same way they pushed the stuffing in with a spoon, him and his mom worked well together. I think another key ingredient was patience. But then after, you know, all that, you had your choice. You can either dip the cannoli into pistachio that they chopped or chocolate chips. Mm-hmm. So I did one on each side. I wanted to try both.
What was your favorite?
I liked it all.
You did?
Yeah, either one. Both of them. Getting them both in the same time was even better.
Because
a little chocolate and, you know, pistachio, it's not bad.
Now, some of the topics that you talked about on camera were about poverty relief. That's a really important element of Catholic Charities. Yes. Is that what Father Dan talked about, or was that?
That is what he talked about. Yeah, okay. He talked about poverty relief, and Father Torres talked more about the faith-based counseling that okay. Catholic Charities provides.
Okay. And that faith-based counseling is really nice to have because faith-based counseling, this is not inside the schools. This is right. For the public, anybody who wants to go, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So it was, you know, I know faith-based counseling got mentioned in Father Hamilton's, but Father Torres talked overall how faith-based counseling helps many people.
So if you come to the dinner on Thursday, October 24th, you'll get to try all these recipes. Or if you just want to log on and read all the recipes, maybe try them, maybe cast a vote, you can do that as well. And you can do that at the accentonline.org. And we did have a winner last year. Anybody want to talk about the famous winner from last year?
Father Daniel Lishny was the winner of the Best Priest Chef Award. Him and his mother made pierogies, which is everybody's favorite here in, you know, Western PA. I would say, you know, watching them, he did a very good job. You could tell that he's made them before, but I also think his mother had that patience ingredient too.
Let's take a listen to his recipe. And here,
Prayer and Perfect Pairings is an annual fundraising event that features recipes from local priests. The 2023 proceeds supported Eucharistic Revival and totaled nearly $30,000. But this event had an element of competition too, a public vote for the recipe of the year. The winner, Father Dan's recipe, a top vote getter raising almost $6,000.
Welcome back to the Catholic Accent. I'm Jennifer Mealy in the kitchen today with Father Daniel Lishny. He's the pastor at St. Agnes Parish in North Huntingdon Township, and he agreed to make us his grandmother's homemade pierogi. Thank you for doing this.
Sure, the best recipe is from Grandma. And so in pierogies, we have 2.5 pounds of russet potatoes and 3/4 pound of grated Colby, Longhorn, or cheddar cheese. You're going to mix them together and melt them. For the dough, there are 5 cups of all-purpose flour and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of oil, 1 cup of warm milk, and 1/2 cup of warm water. And of course, you can't have pierogies without lots of butter and onions to fry them up in.
Now, you're a young priest, but you have plenty of experience with pierogi. In fact, can you turn around for a second?
Well, sure.
I mean, what does this say on the back here? We're a pierogi-eating, polka-dancing, stolat-singing kind of people. I love it. So first things first, time to make the dough.
Time to make the dough. Make a little well so that the other ingredients can rest inside.
Ah, I see.
And we're going to mix it up. Or you could use a fork as well.
So Mrs. Yelishny is making a guest appearance today, helping out with this recipe. She's going to add a little bit of water to the dough. And you can do that, right, if you find that your dough's too dry?
Yeah, and Jen, actually the most important thing about this whole recipe is go with whatever your grandma did. That's the best.
That's the best way
route to go.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to actually let it rest.
Okay.
For about 15 minutes or so.
So you did some prep work for us.
We boil the potatoes, drain them, mash them, and then we mix in the cheese.
So certainly I understand the concept of pierogi, that you have to roll the dough and stuff them, but I've actually never done this before, and I'm interested to see how it works.
I'm gonna go ahead and sprinkle our surface here with a little bit of flour,
okay,
just to help. Some people prefer to use a pastry mat, which can also be really helpful.
Okay.
We're gonna go ahead and cut our pierogi dough. Usually we cut it into 4 so that it's manageable sizes.
Okay.
Again, because you don't want to have it so that the dough is going to dry out.
I see.
And then we're going to go ahead and roll it nice and thin, but not too thin. You could use a pizza wheel or a knife to cut the dough.
What do you think? How'd he do?
We're going to bring over our little cheese balls.
Okay.
Once we put them on here, roll over and
pick it up, and you pinch it.
You're going to pinch, yeah.
Pinch
around the end. So we are now going to cook the pierogies that we just pinched. One thing we did before I dropped them in is we just made sure we went around that they're all sealed nice and tight, because we don't want them to open up. About 8 minutes or until they begin to float. Go ahead and fish them out, just so that they can get some nice, some of that good butter on there. You see how delicious they look?
We're gonna try it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. It's fabulous.
Cheesy.
Mmm.
Nice and doughy.
Everyone's gonna love it. Thank you, Father Dan.
Thanks for this opportunity. God bless all of you, and enjoy your pierogies.
Oh, such a good recipe. We'll have to make that available online still, because it's fantastic. I did it. I made them at Christmas, and I thought that maybe the one thing I could have done better is maybe roll out the dough a little thinner. Does that make sense? Like when mm-hmm. it was pretty thick dough, but I could have rolled it out thinner. But it was not hard to make, believe mm-hmm. it or not. It was great, and we made dozens of them.
Now, I know we're talking about casting a vote online for your favorite recipe. And if I'm not mistaken, we choose a random winner, correct? From the people that end up voting.
Right. Everybody who votes for their favorite recipe. Of course, the votes cost a few bucks, so got to be
prepared. But it's going to Catholic charities.
It is. Yeah. It's going to charity. So it's a tax deductible charitable donation. And one lucky voter will get a $250 gift card to Rizzo's Malabar Inn and Crabtree. And that's because Rizzo's caters the event, right? So they actually make most of the recipes to serve it to 300 people that night. Correct, mm-hmm. Robin?
Yes, yes. Without them, we would be scrambling for sure, because
we would be calling Rita to make, you know, every dish.
Every dish. Yes, yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. So Prayer and Perfect Pairings is coming up on Thursday, October 24th. You can visit dioceseofgreensburg.org/prayer-and-perfect-pairings, or you can jump on the accentonline.org to vote for your favorite priest chef recipe. Tickets are on sale now. Registration is closing soon, so make sure you jump on and get that. Robin Mull, Jordan Whiteco from the Catholic Accent, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB.